We have more chances for you to win four tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights coming up on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today, and it features a guy from Southern California. Well done. We have What's Up with Florida? That person's from Florida. We have Clayton Kershaw's last regular season home game is tonight. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature, and we're going to give away tickets to the Hives Thursday at the Palladium, plus more chances at this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No! No!
That robotic sounding thing, they do that live in concert. Those of you going to see Nine Inch Nails tonight, you're in for a treat. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. They have two different stages in the forum without a walkway between them, so people can actually turn one way and turn the other way and see everything that's going on. And it's maybe my favorite Nine Inch Nails show of all time. And I've seen a decent amount of Nine Inch Nails shows. All right, let's talk about animal news, shall we?
A tip that takes us to Lawndale. That's where Canadian geese have overrun Alondra Park.
The noise that geese make want to make me take out my ears. Is that a thing you can do? You know what I mean.
Eyewitness News reporter Ashley Mackey taking a look at the problem, including why these geese may have made themselves right at home.
Nope.
It's a honking good time for the geese.
No! No!
Here at Alondra Park, but not so much for their human neighbors. Viewers who live across the street from Alondra Park tell us they've seen the population of geese grow drastically over the last few years.
But I mean, other than the noise, what could be wrong with that?
Saying the once beautiful lake now has an odor and is littered with droppings and buzzing with flies.
Kind of ruins the trip to the park.
They will go where there is food available. So because people keep offering them food, more and more will keep congregating. And so that is leading to that overpopulation.
Despite signs posted around the park to not feed the wildlife, just in the short time we've been here, we've seen people come to feed the birds cereal, popcorn, and bread.
Because they're so cute.
And here you can see potatoes left out for the geese.
Potatoes? What?
Some neighbors say the geese wander into the street. On the other hand, however, park visitors say they enjoy seeing the wildlife.
When I first started running...
All right, this is my favorite interview. They're talking to a guy who runs in that park every single day.
I used to be a little bit aggravated at all the avoiding all the droppings. But, you know, after a while, it's like, I don't care.
I'm sorry. What? You don't care about running on droppings?
It's great seeing nature.
You're really only seeing nature's shit.
Alondra Park is serviced by L.A. County, and they say their main goal is to educate the public on how to safely cohabitate with the geese, which includes not feeding them.
But they're so cute!
Canada geese are a native species to North America, and they are federally protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918.
Oh, man, do you know how many times I've been foiled by the Migratory Bird Treaty of 1918?
So harassing or trying to relocate them is really not an option. We need to learn to share this space with them peacefully.
I think we need to teach them how to share this space with us peacefully. We're not the ones pooping literally everywhere. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, yes, this is Maria.
Maria, you are caller 20.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You got...
I'm trying so hard.
Well, you won. You got four tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You have three other people that you can take?
Yes. I'm going to take my two friends and my brother.
Nice. All right. Well, congratulations, Maria.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. As many of you know, I'm great friends with Jimmy Kimmel. And this has been a very difficult time for me. I brought in two clips of audio. This is a lawyer dealing with the FCC.
Every network needs one nerd who knows about FCC licenses, and I am your nerd, Casey. I've studied this because I've been interested in it for years. And here's what I want everybody to know about licenses, okay? Before President Trump returned to the Oval Office, licensing was a boring thing the FCC did every 8 years. Every local station in the country has a license. It's renewed every 8 years. And we have not seen a license renewal be rejected for decades. So essentially, once you have a license, you keep your license. But the FCC historically has not been in the business of challenging licenses. In fact, I spoke with experts last year who said, even if Trump wanted to take away station licenses, it would be so time consuming, it would be tied up in the courts for so long, it would never even happen during his 4 years in office. So that's the context for Trump's latest threat.
So the FCC comes on Monday, I believe, and the chairman said we can do this the easy way or the hard way, and insinuating that Jimmy offended community standards. And I fought this for 30 years with company lawyers and expensive lawyers that go, you know, if you really go to court and challenge them, what is a community standard? It's probably different here than it is in San Diego, than it is in San Francisco. How do you know exactly what a community standard is? There's no way to prove what that is. But in the discovery process of a lawsuit, they can dig around and find other problems that you may have, which we all have. So everybody settles and says, all right, we're not going to take it to court, even though they could win that court case. They don't want the government getting involved in everything else that they're doing. And so they settle as quickly as possible. Here's David Letterman.
We all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media, and it's no good. It's silly. It's ridiculous. And you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
I mean, it is how it works right now, but it shouldn't. Got another shot to win tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, Halloween nights, and then all weekend long to win your tickets to Coachella from K-Rock.
Now to a bizarre robbery attempt at a South Bay restaurant, one that had employees struggling with what they call the robot kidnapper.
All right, People Are Dumb, California edition coming up.
People are dumb. People are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb.
Now to a bizarre robbery attempt at a South Bay restaurant, one that had employees struggling with what they call the robot kidnapper.
Wait, the kidnapper is a robot, or the guy's kidnapping a robot?
Check it out. Surveillance video from just before 8 a.m. last Saturday at Pho 21 restaurant.
Pho 21 is spelled P-H-O.
Shows the man walking in. He asks to use the restroom, and when he emerges, he grabs one of the shop's three robot servers.
What are you going to do with a robot server? Have him make you meals at home?
You can see there, he's struggling to get it out the front door and into his backed-up car parked right outside.
This dude is fighting for his life to pick up that robot and get it out the front door. And it takes him forever, and the entire restaurant can converge on him outside.
Employees race after him and eventually get the man to release the robot and call police. The owner tells me the robot costs about $18,000, but says it is useless for a thief because it has to be specially programmed in order to work.
I mean, there's always eBay. We have more chances for you to win. Four tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights. That's coming up on K-Rock. It is rare these days to find an athlete that spends his entire career at one place. But Clayton Kershaw has done that, and he's retiring after this season. More details coming up next. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday normally joins me at this time for Three Things at Four, but she's off for a couple of hours. Let's talk about Clayton Kershaw, who is a tremendous pitcher that has pitched his entire career for the Los Angeles Dodgers. It almost seems like that just doesn't happen anymore. And he announced that he is retiring. He is starting tonight. More details on that in a second.
I love being here. I wouldn't change that for anything. I'm going to call it. I'm going to retire. I'm at peace with it. I think it's the right time. I'm really not sad. I'm really not. I'm really at peace with this. It's just emotional, and I've tried to hold it together. I told our guys not to make it weird today. So, because I was going to get weird if you make it weird, and here I am making it weird. Dang it, Ellen. That's not what I wanted to do. The hardest one is the teammates, so I'm not even going to look you guys in the eye. Just you guys sitting in this room, you mean so much to me. We have so much fun. I'm going to miss it. And it's been such a fun year. I've had such a blast with this group. I've had such a blast with all of you guys. So, I can't think of a better season to go out. You know, the game in and of itself, I'm going to miss a lot. But, I'll be okay without that. I think the hard part is the feeling after a win, celebrating with you guys. That's That's pretty special.
So tonight, Clayton Kershaw is pitching against the Giants, who he has faced more than any other team. It's his last regular season start.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I went to the Nine Inch Nails show last night at the Forum, and it's the best show that I have ever seen from them. There's two separate stages without a walkway connecting them. How does he do it? Magic? But you can kind of get up and get close to the stages. He did a bunch of the hits from the older days. He did some of the newer stuff as well, like As Alive As You Need Me To Be. This is a new song from Nine Inch Nails called Shadow Over Me. It's from Nine Inch Nails, and it's the closing track on the 2025 Tron Ares soundtrack. And it's the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. That is Shadow Over Me. It's Nine Inch Nails from the new Tron Ares movie soundtrack. And I will be hosting the K-Rock Nine Inch Nails Encore tonight after the show at the Forum. Have a great time.
Customs and Border Patrol says a traveler tried to pass through Tampa International Airport with human bones and a skull in their bag.
Sure, like you do. What's Up with Florida is coming up next, along with your chance to win tickets to see the Hives at the Palladium next week from K-Rock. Pierce the Veil on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We have tickets for you to go to the Hives at the Palladium on September 25th. This story, however, needs an intro.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's Up with Florida?
Customs and Border Patrol says a traveler tried to pass through Tampa International Airport with human bones and a skull in their bag.
You know, like you do. You travel with a human skull.
They say the passenger declared 10 cigars, but what they found was a foil-wrapped duffel bag with human remains.
It's really not a good job of hiding it because they put foil around the duffel bag that contained human remains. I don't know how they expected that to fly through.
On top of additional cigars and prohibited plants, due to serious health risks, the items were seized and destroyed. A spokesperson for Homeland Security says the investigation is ongoing.
I got to tell you, the way that we treat the dead is always fascinating to me. I don't love it. I know some people are fine with that topic, but your loved one's ashes. We're going to talk about what you did with them. And it can be, I had a friend who had a cat. She loved that cat. And she has the ashes of that cat in her closet to this day. And the cat died like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. So what do you do with the ashes of a loved one? The most entertaining call gets tickets for the Hives at the Palladium, which is September 25th. That's this coming Thursday. 800-520-1067 for the best call or text. We'll take your calls next. Taking your calls on what you did with your loved one's ashes. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up? I have a funny story about my mom's ashes.
All right, what'd you do with your loved one's ashes?
So my sister and I went to Vegas a few years back, and we took her ashes. We put a quarter, and we put my mom's ashes on a quarter, put it in a slot, and we won like $1,500.
First pull?
First pull.
$1,500. Your mom paid off.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Now, a quarter can only take so much ashes, though. What'd you do with the rest?
The rest, we just dumped them right there next to the Welcome to Vegas sign, because that was my mom's favorite place to go. So it was just right there where that little island is, right in front of the sign.
I wonder how many ashes are there. I imagine a lot.
Probably a mixture of relatives and smoking.
Sure, both. We have tickets for the Hives at the Palladium next Thursday for your calls on what you did with your loved one's ashes. 800-520-1067. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is Kevin Reiter in the afternoon. We're working on a story out of Florida, of course. Customs official uncover apparent human remains. They had a skull that they were trying to get through TSA, one of their loved ones. And so we're talking about how you treated your loved one's ashes. What creative thing did you do with them? You have a story like that? Give us a call, 800-520-1067. And the best call, the most entertaining call, will win tickets for the Hives at the Palladium September 25th. You have a story for us?
So me and my sisters, I have two sisters. Our dad passed away and we had him cremated. And my youngest sister has the majority of them, and me and my middle sister are planning on splitting the rest. With my part of the ashes, I'm planning on getting a tattoo and having his ashes infused into the ink.
Oh, I love that. That sounds great.
Yeah. So I'm planning on getting something to, like, for him.
I got you. Have you figured out what the picture's going to be or the words?
So I used to make fun of him and call him Chip because of Talladega Nights.
I love that movie. Ricky Bobby's father-in-law.
They're terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape on your ass. I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
I'm sure he loved that.
And, like, you're just an old man, you know?
Right.
And so I have a ship that I got behind his back, and to get him to not be mad at me, I called it the SS Chip. So now I'm planning on adding that to that tattoo.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, yeah, I got a story about my dog and where she had, we had her for 16 years. Her name was Simba, and after we got her cremated, and they gave us her paw print, and on a stone, and every year, and then her ashes are in a box in a bag, and every year before I plant my my marijuana plants, I sprinkle a little bit of her ashes in the garden where she used to protect my garden.
So you're actually smoking your dog?
My dog. Yeah.
We are asking you what you did with your loved one's ashes. The most entertaining call will win tickets to see the Hives in concert at the Palladium on the 25th of September from K-Rock. We are taking calls on what you did with your loved one's ashes. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, first, she's not my loved one. She's my niece's mother. So
okay.
My sister-in-law. She lives in my garage. That's where she's at. My nieces won't take her. They're twin nieces. They're adults. They won't take her because they don't want their mother to know where they live.
Oh, man, that sounds like there's a lot of drama in there.
There might be.
Why are you keeping them?
I don't know what to do with them. I don't even really know where they are in the garage. I know, but nobody's ever really told me where they put them.
Oh, you are in for a bad surprise one of these days when they fall on your head.
I know.
We've been taking calls for the last hour on what you did with your loved one's ashes. Some people are very creative. What did you do?
So my father-in-law passed away, and we put his ashes in a necklace. And my husband was wearing his necklace. It was like a bullet. And he bought a lotto ticket, and he tried to put the necklace like, oh, good luck on the lotto ticket. And it opened up. And the ashes went all over the counter at their gas station.
Oh, no. So there was ashes actually in the bullet.
Yes.
And so one second he had them around his neck, and the next they were on the floor of a gas station?
Yeah, and he ended up winning. The ticket was a $500 winner.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess that's something.
Right?
K-Rock, hello. What did you do with your loved one's ashes?
Well, my dad said he wanted to travel the world, and he asked me to flush him down the toilet. And he said if I didn't do it, he would haunt me. So I did take a little of his ashes and flushed him down the toilet. But I also keep a vial of his ashes in my purse, and I dumped him in 2 islands in Hawaii. He's been to Hawaii, Disneyland, San Clemente, Yosemite. And I take a little piece of him wherever I go and sprinkle him where I think he'd be enjoying the time with me.
Nice. I love that you're actually getting him to travel the world. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and he's already been everywhere now through the toilet.
That's not as great a tribute, but listen, you do what you got to do.
Yes. He asked me to. I had to.
I like your call the best. Katie, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you win.
Oh, my God.
I love that you saved some of him and are taking him around the world when you go. That is really nice.
Yes, it's really fun. He's very been a
cool.
lot of places. He's in Ventura. He's been a lot of beaches.
I love that. Well, you won tickets to see the Hives Thursday, September 25th at the Palladium. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.